Review, MLK, The Assassination Tapes. Dave Kerr. MLK, The Assassination Tapes uses rare archive newsreel footage and radio reports surrounding MLK's assassination in Memphis in April 1968, a period of heightened class struggle and social upheaval in racially divided America. The documentary, in a simple chronological narrative-less style, is a powerful account of the period. The backdrop was the bloody Vietnam War and the hated draft, the dying days of the failed Johnson presidency, and the tinderbox social conditions in U.S. cities, especially affecting the oppressed black population. MLK had gone to Memphis heading the moderate, reformist black civil rights movement, to give political and financial support to 1,000, mostly black, striking refuse workers who demanded recognition of their AFSC union branch and better pay from the municipal authority. Baton-wielding cops sent by the city's reactionary mayor brutally attacked a march by strikers and their supporters. A further support demonstration, led by MLK's Nonviolent Southern Christian Leadership Conference and the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, began peacefully, but more radicalized groups of black youth clashed with police. The mayor then drafted in over 4,000 armed National Guardsmen, who acted like an occupying army. But this only tightened the lid further on the pressure cooker situation developing in the city's black community. MLK's gunning down at the Lorraine Motel by white supremacist James Earl Ray was an incendiary act that provoked widespread rioting and an uprising of black people in cities across the USA. The assassination terrified the Democrat leadership, who feared that radical black forces would fill the political vacuum. 13,000 troops surrounded the White House as President Johnson dithered, bereft of political solutions. The civil rights leaders and the trade union leaders, while urging political reform, lacked a clear strategy and program to bring about lasting and fundamental change. Only a mass revolutionary socialist party overthrowing capitalism could have achieved that. However, Johnson, under pressure from the uprising and widespread social discontent, signed into law anti-racist and positive discrimination legislation that year. In Memphis, the mayor conceded union recognition and better pay to end the sanitation workers' strike. When the rioting subsided, the Democrats would regain political control of the civil rights struggle and shunt it into a safe siding. But the documentary graphically shows how the workers' class struggle merged with the struggle for black liberation. A version of this review first appeared in The Socialist on the 4th of September 2013.